KNOM Profiles.
The federal government is shut down. Federal agencies and services are following contingency plans. Hundreds of thousands of federal employees nationwide are on furloughs. What does this all mean, and how is it affecting Alaska? I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And I'm Zachariah Hughes.
We're going to walk through this shutdown and what it means for Alaska, because it's a big deal. Alaska is the state with the third highest number of federal employees. It's the state with one-third of its jobs receiving federal funding, and Alaska is the state with the highest number of veterans per capita.
So, what happened? Tuesday at 12:01 a.m., the federal government shut down. The closure occurred because, in an attempt to defund the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, the House of Representatives did not pass a federal budget. The federal government needs funding to pay its employees and to keep its operations running. So, no budget means no funding, no funding means no paychecks, no paychecks means no employees, and no employees means no federal services. Kind of.
The entire federal government did not close its doors. We are experiencing what is called a partial shutdown, meaning services protecting national security or public safety or services under permanent law continue operating.
Government departments knew their budgets could be blocked, so before the government shut down, federal departments divided their employees into two categories, essential and non-essential.
Essential employees remain on the job. They're the ones protecting national security and public safety, or they're the ones carrying out services under permanent law. Some of these essential positions include active military, border patrol, prison guards, power grid operators, and workers dispensing social security checks.
Non-essential employees are not at work. These positions include Environmental Protection Agency, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and National Parks Service employees. Self-funded agencies like the U.S. Postal Service and the Federal Reserve are unaffected by the shutdown.
How does this designation of essential and non-essential affect federal employees? Essential employees will continue to go to work and receive pay, but depending on how long the shutdown lasts, some of that pay may be delayed.
Things are less certain for non-essential employees. Around 800,000 of these employees nationwide are on furlough. Many were given 4 hours Tuesday morning to go into work in order to change their voicemails, set up automatic email responses, and to take home personal belongings. Then the furlough started. A furlough, by the way, is basically an indefinite unpaid leave of absence. In other words, they're not working, they don't know when they'll return to work, they're not getting paid, and they don't know if they will get paid.
These employees are legally barred from their job, as in, going to work could result in a felony charge. If they go to work, they are obligated pay, and under the Anti-Deficiency Act, it's illegal to spend taxpayer money without a congressional appropriation. So, banned from work, they wait unemployed until Congress passes a budget. Whether furloughed employees will receive compensation has yet to be determined. If Congress passes a bill with retroactive pay, then they will. If not, then no pay. After the last government shutdown that occurred in 1995, Congress did compensate furloughed employees.
And that's another thing. This isn't the first time the government has shut down. In fact, this is the 17th time since 1976. Most shutdowns lasted a day or a few days. The longest one was in 1995 and lasted 21 days. All this is to say, this is not a new thing. Precedents exist for how to handle the federal shutdown.
What does this mean for Alaskans? Well, first of all, an estimated 13,000 Alaskans are currently furloughed. And all these furloughed Alaskans may apply for unemployment benefits through the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development. To receive these benefits, log on to your My Alaska account, which is the same account used to apply for the Permanent Fund Dividend, and click on Unemployment Insurance Benefits. You will be required to provide proof of earnings for 2012 and 2013. These documents can be a W-2, a leave and earnings statement, or a current personnel action form.
With so many Alaska employees furloughed, what does it mean for the federal services in Alaska? Well, the National Weather Service continues to forecast weather and issue severe weather alerts. Airports remain open with air traffic controllers and transportation security administrators staying on the job. However, the Crash Investigation Unit of the Alaska Federal Aviation Administration has been reduced to just 3 employees.
Public schools and school lunch programs will receive their usual funding. Head Start, the federal preschool program, remains operating, as well as WIC, the federal supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children.
Social Security, food stamps, and unemployment beneficiaries will continue receiving checks. Other Social Security services are restricted. You cannot get a new or replacement Social Security card, or a benefit verification statement, or an earnings record correction. However, you can continue to apply for Social Security benefits, to appeal benefit denials, to change your address, and to register for direct deposit.
Active military will stay on the job, but an estimated 5,000 civilians working on Alaska military bases have been furloughed.
Veteran Affairs, medical services, loans, and burial benefits continue operating, but delays are expected from veteran disability claims offices due to limited services. Veteran education and rehabilitation benefits are not being processed, and the Board of Veterans Appeals is not holding hearings. If the shutdown lasts through late October, the Department of Veteran Affairs says it will run out of money for compensation and pension checks.
Indian Health Services will continue to provide direct clinical care services and to offer referrals for contracted services not provided through IHS clinics. Medicare and Medicaid also continue operating, though at reduced capacities.
Federally backed loans, including loans for rural communities and small business owners, have halted. The IRS continues to collect taxes, but audits have been suspended.
New gun permits will not be processed, and the Center for Disease Control will not be monitoring flu activity.
The Food and Drug Administration will continue to inspect meat and to monitor recalls so you can buy groceries.
The National Park Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and the Environmental Protection Agency are all effectively shut down, meaning all but emergency and security personnel are not at work. So fish and wildlife surveys are canceled, along with subsistence advisory meetings. National parks, monuments, visitor centers, and public land information facilities are closed, but citizens do still have backcountry access, subsistence hunting, sport hunting in national preserves, and they can cross public lands to reach private property.
So what have Alaska's elected officials said about the shutdown? Well, Representative Don Young said, these shutdowns are not good for the American people or for the American economy.
Senator Mark Begich called the shutdown totally unnecessary.
And Senator Lisa Murkowski said before the shutdown occurred that though she didn't support the Affordable Care Act, she did not agree with closing down the government as a way to block it.
So that's the government shutdown. Congress is discussing approving funds to reopen national parks and to fund veteran affairs, but nothing has passed yet.
In the meantime, the country waits for Congress to pass a budget, and hundreds of thousands of federal employees don't know when their next paycheck will come. But, like we said, a government shutdown is not a new thing. We've been through them before, we'll probably go through them again, and it's only a matter of time before we get through this one.
For KNOM Profiles, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And I'm Zachariah Hughes.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.